And our final segment of Talking Trees, we're going to be talking about planting or transplanting trees. And, you know, it really starts with the right tree and the right location. Did you see this week on DC Ranch? They're getting ready to pull out 670 sisu trees as preventative damage.
Yay!
From what they anticipate the roots are going to cause, the plumbing to the street, cracks in the driveways. It's a great tree, just not great with a lot of houses and structures around.
Correct. It's highly invasive roots on sisus, and they break curbs. And, you know, John had done some consultation even where the roots from one person's, the neighbor, came up and broke through the cement in one of our clients' garage floors. I mean, it's really that bad.
I would love to see the methodology they're going to use to get rid of them, because the worst thing in the world you can do is go out and chop that tree down without any kind of pre-treatment.
Well, you can pre-treat, you know, the hack and squirt, and we have some success with that, but we didn't do it because I guess the chemical, there's a residual, and the climbers don't like the residual chemical. But if you can fall the tree, that works. But otherwise, you do have to definitely treat when you cut it. But we tell the clients to water the tree, get them happy, get them sucking up everything, cut them down, treat them with the herbicide, and you usually get about a 10 or 15 foot kill. Then you got to deal with sprouts after that, part of the process.
Yeah. And in this case, they're looking at replacing with evergreen elms. When your ideal tree comes to mind, what tree ends up on your list?
I want to get some evergreen elms. I was at a client's this morning, and Kathy had these beautiful evergreen elms. They're just vase-shaped, nice bark. I think it was our tree of the month a couple months ago, but that's a really nice tree.
Dave, you have any favorites?
I love a Texas ebony.
Oh, yeah.
They are so dark green. They just don't look like they belong here. They're so green, and they grow slow, so they're not much of a maintenance nightmare, but I like those a lot. But really, it's the right tree in the right space. You hit the nail on the head. That is exactly what you look for. I did a consult once for Roe v. Ranch, and I put in my thing, the best thing that could happen for these trees is they would all die for you, because they're in these little itty-bitty medians. And if they live, you're going to be breaking up sidewalks in years and stuff like that. So.
Well, that's one of the good things about that red push pistache, man. It survives in those little tiny medians just fine.
There was a Talking Trees broadcast. A caller had asked for advice on tree. And after we talked about the situation, where it's placed, how much room, size, and everything, all three arborists that day all said the red push pistache. It's very rare you get three experts. They come to the same.
Yeah. But it's a good time of year to plant trees, you know, and to transplant evergreens. You know, it's a really good time of year for that. You always want to make sure your roots are fixed and your planting level is correct, but it's a really good time of year for planting.
And if you're planting a tree, obviously, in a lot of cases, you need an irrigation setup. So, Dave, when you're planting a tree, do you guys run a drip irrigation system? Do you do bubblers? What type of water application do you like?
We typically do drip emitters, yeah. I would like to do bubblers, but that's kind of old school, and you know, they do have some nice new bubblers, though. You can get a half gallon a minute, or a 1 gallon a minute, or a quarter gallon a minute, which is really nice. But it involves another valve, and everybody just seems to be a lot more comfortable with emitters. So that's typically what we go with. But I do like the Zero Bugs. They've got a wide variety of gallonages, so you can get 5, 7, 10 gallon per hour emitters, which for the most part, most people will use the multi-port emitters, which each have two, but those are so big and bulky that I'm not a big fan of them, just because the aesthetics and that. So,
now, do you guys have a favorite tree grower you send people to?
I tell you, I love walking through Baseline Trees. They have their mulched ground is so comfortable. Honestly, when I was having knee problems, I'd go out there just for therapy and see all the trees.
I just had a long conversation with Tommy yesterday, and he was the one that told me about, you know, the pistache trees, right, and overwatering them, trying to find time to get down there in the morning and look for some trees. But he is wholesale.
And something else that y'all offer now with trees is stringing trees, Christmas lights. We've got Christmas coming up, holiday light decoration. Do y'all have anything on your schedule, or are you guys already booked out?
We're not booked out, but we do have, we've got a crew ready to get started, get things up before Thanksgiving. And it's exciting for me. Save a Tree is one of the services that Save a Tree brought to us when we were acquired. And they do the Denver Botanical Gardens, and it's nice decor. I mean, it's really, it's professional. So everything is lined perfectly. It's spliced and cut, so it's all really commercially done, and it's beautiful. You can get lots of colors. You can do trunk wraps. You can do trees. You can do lines along the driveway, the edges of your houses. But it, for Save a Tree, it's a service. It's something that we'll come out, we'll measure, we'll put it up. We maintain it through the season. If anything breaks, timer goes out, lights go out, we maintain it. And then we bring it down and put it in a box and put your name on it. You know, it's no work to you, and it's just beautiful.
You could schedule, or to get on that schedule, I would suggest doing it online today so that you're top priority come Monday, first in, first out. Saveatree.com, SAVATREE.com. Sarah Maitland, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us, along with your guest, Dave Jernigan, the Gardener's Touch.
And they can call the office, too, at 602-788-0005.